The Mingo alphabet. Mingo vowels. Almost all vowels can appear in one of four forms: short, long, double, or double long. Long vowels and double vowels are identical in pronunciation, both of them being about twice as long as a short vowel. The reason we spell them differently is that there are certain rules which apply only to long vowels, and which do not apply to double vowels, and vice versa. Therefore, we spell them differently so that you can more easily remember which vowels will undergo a particular rule and which won't. Lastly, the double long vowels are pronounced about 2.5 to 3 times as long as a regular short vowel. In faster speech, it can be hard to hear the difference between a double long vowel and either a long or double vowel, but in careful, slow speech, the difference is clear. Like many other languages, including French, Portuguese, and all the other northern Iroquoian languages, Mingo has two types of vowels: oral vowels and nasal vowels. There are 6 different oral vowels in Mingo. They are called oral vowels because they are pronounced with air coming out only through the mouth. These vowels are fairly easy to learn, as they have very close matches in English. A. The oral vowel A is pronounced like the A in father. It can appear short, ah, long, ah, double, ah, or double long, ah. It occurs at the beginning of words such as adequa, table, ah, yen. It seems that adugan, axe. It occurs in the middle of words such as gawe, where, gayataha, television, yawen, always. And it occurs at the ends of words such as dikwa, I don't know, sedichja, morning, gangwa, if. Ash. The oral vowel ash is pronounced like the A in English hat. It can appear short, a, long, a, or double, a. When a is double long, it is pronounced just like a double long A, namely ah. It occurs at the beginnings of such words, such as ahqua, bread. It occurs in the middle of words, such as zuaga, raccoon, ueno, candy, wadahsa, heel. And it occurs at the ends of words, such as jia, dog. E. The oral vowel E is pronounced like the AI in English bait. It can appear short, a, long, a, or double long, a. It occurs at the beginnings of words such as ehtake, on the ground, a, wild cherry. It occurs in the middle of words, such as yoinzade, earth, hetken, up, wesu, much or a lot. And it occurs at the ends of words, such as ongwe, person or human being, ongwe onwe, Indian or Native American, agegawe, I'm rowing. I. The oral vowel I is pronounced like the EA in English P. It can occur short, E, long, E, double, E, or double long, E. It occurs at the beginnings of words such as is, you, iwi, I think so, 이게이 I'm standing. It occurs in the middle of words, such as 우노노 다기다 fried potatoes 하디크사 소어 children 기사스 I'm looking for it. And it occurs at the ends of words, such as 게운다네흑귀 horse 우도니 old man 하니 my father. U. The oral vowel U is pronounced like the OO in English, boot. It can appear short, U, long, U, or double long, U. It occurs at the beginnings of words such as 우괴뇨, it is possible, 우스톤, a little bit, 우야, the other one. It occurs in the middle of words such as 가뉴, when, 가녹수드, house, 주스과운, cow, and it occurs at the ends of words such as 쿠, and, to, or also, 갓가후, somewhere, 위유, it is good. There are only two nasal vowels in Mingo. Nasal vowels are produced by allowing the air to escape through your nose instead of, or along with, your mouth. Nasal E. The nasal vowel, nasal E, is pronounced like the E in English, when. Try saying when, but stopping right before you make the N sound. That sound right before the N is a good approximation of the Mingo nasal E. It can appear short, eh, long, eh, double, eh, or double long, eh. It occurs at the beginnings of words, such as, eh, yes, anis hat, shelf, and wongenyag, I'll get married. It occurs in the middle of words, such as, skano, hello, ganyetgeono, mohawk, ganwen, wire. And it occurs at the ends of words, such as, nyawen, thank you, guwanen, it's big, degaden, it flies. Nasal O. The nasal vowel, nasal O, is pronounced like the O in English, bone. Try saying bone, but stopping right before you make the N sound. That sound right before the N is a good approximation of the Mingo nasal O. It can appear short, on, long, on, or double long, on. It occurs at the beginnings of words, such as, ongwe, person, onge, inside, ongenyag, I got married. It occurs in the middle of words, such as, ganohses, longhouse, yoenzade, earth, country, or land, agontwen, I've burned it. And it occurs at the ends of words, such as, skerton, you've hit me. Yeo, woman or female. Gano, leather.